From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. After a record performance in 2017, U.S. pork exports to Central America, South America, and the Dominican Republic have continued to gain momentum. U.S. Meat Export Federation analyst Jessica Spreitzer says even in markets where domestic pork production is up, consumption is increasing at a faster pace. Through April, U.S. pork exports to South America are up 23% from a year ago in volume and 24% in value to $96.7 million. Donald Trump has a point. That's the rather surprising opinion from Canada's largest dairy processor, something that's probably unpopular with that nation's farmers. According to AgWeb.com, Saputo CEO Lino Saputo Jr. says Canada should consider eliminating its Class 7 milk policy in order to renegotiate the North American Free Trade Agreement with the U.S. Saputo's comments come just 1 week after the U.S. president took aim at Canada's supply management dairy system. Growers, weed scientists, and manufacturers are keeping a close eye on early reports of off-target movement of dicamba as spraying of the herbicide kicks into full gear in soybean and cotton-growing states. AgriPulse reports so far early season numbers are small following delays in growing caused by cold rating weather. Nevertheless, there have been 42 complaints of damage in Missouri and another 43 in Arkansas, where that state's plant board prohibited the use of dicamba from April through October. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.